So much at stake here. Well, congressional leaders say they aim to pass a finalized farm bill before the 4th of July recess. The Senate version of the bill includes a measure to legalize hemp in every state, something Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has supported enthusiastically. The industrial hemp business is increasingly seen as an economic boon and substitute for vulnerable industries like mining. Allie Budner from member station KRCC reports from Colorado, one of the first states in the country to legalize hemp cultivation.
For over a decade, Corey Colombo worked in farming and construction in the small town of Nucla in southwest Colorado. Now he has a new job at Paradox Ventures.
Hi, Corey.
We're in a large greenhouse that's chock full of baby hemp plants. Noisy giant fans whir above them to circulate the air.
Usually we have a little music going for the plants, too.
What kind of music do they like?
Oh, rock. They love rock.
Colombo's family and community are steeped in the region's older industries. His grandparents entered the mining industry during the uranium boom. But the uranium and coal mining jobs that used to sustain the region have waned. And Nucla's largest employer, the Tri-State Power Plant, is set to close.
That feeds a lot of families there in Nucla, the power plant and the mine. My goal is if I could get 10 families in Nucla involved in hemp and, you know, save 10 farms, then I've did my job.
He says Paradox Ventures is making progress. Last year, the operation started out with 50 hemp plants, and this year they're cloning and transplanting nearly 50,000.
So we're out at one of the farms.
That's Don Corum, the founder of Paradox Ventures.
As you can see, the soil is ready, and Monday we will come in and we will put down the drip irrigation system.
Corum is no ordinary farmer. He's also a Republican state senator from Colorado. He represents mostly rural districts in the western half of the state, communities like Colombo's hometown of Nucla.
I just saw what I thought was going to be an already devastated community and said, you know, I think if we can put this together, we can make it work.
Corum actually sponsored the legislation that formally regulated industrial hemp in the state 4 years ago. Since then, Colorado has become the top producer of hemp in the country. 35 states have legalized it now, and researchers have identified at least 25,000 uses for hemp, ranging from textiles to animal feed to medicine to something Corum hopes will become this area's specialty, building materials.
You can make a hemp shingle that's 3/16 of an inch thick, but yes, has a 1,200-pound PSI breaking point. So the hail damage that you're getting on the roofs in Denver and in northeast Colorado, you could eliminate by putting that product on.
Corum believes his company can provide more jobs within the next 2 years to make up for the power plant closing. But he acknowledges there have been obstacles. Water, for example. Hemp is a less thirsty crop than, say, corn or wheat, but farmers have run into trouble with authorities for using federal water on a federally illegal crop. Corum fixed that last year with a law that says anyone with a legal water right in the state can use it any way they want. But there are other obstacles to overcome, like banking.
It is still considered a controlled substance on a federal level.
That's Sandy Head with the Economic Development Corporation in Montrose, Colorado.
So you can't get a bank loan to start up a company, and that's been a glitch.
Industrial hemp plants also can't legally surpass a 0.3% level of THC. That's the primary psychoactive component in marijuana. If it does, a farmer will have to destroy the crop, and there's no insurance for that. Plus, she says, in order to make the crop profitable,
we absolutely have to get the processing facilities in place.
Right now, there are a handful of hemp processors in the state, but only one in Montrose County, where Paradox Ventures is located. As its crop production grows exponentially, the company hopes to help open a processing facility in Nucla. All in all, though, Sandy Head has a measured view of what they can accomplish.
I don't think hemp is taking things by storm. I think what it is it's an option.
An option with quite a few strings attached. But if the federal farm bill passes with Senator Mitch McConnell's act to legalize hemp, it could be a boon for companies like Paradox Ventures and for the U.S. hemp industry. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Budner.
And Allie's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.